Welcome to your diary episode. Here's the thing, I'm a bit of a nomad, so these episodes come to you from wherever I'm living or travelling to at the time. So I'll share with you what's going on in my world, from book tours, animal encounters, delish meals, nature adventures, health discoveries, to swimming in hidden Byron Bay beaches. Come with me as I share my adventures with you. Righty-o. Welcome, part three of the book series special. The book is my 11th book. It is Fearlessly Failing. It is officially available now all over Australia, Big W, Target, Kmart, Dimmicks, bookstores, QBD, everything. Thank you so much. I actually saw it just yesterday at the airport. Thank you so much for all the support. The aim of this series is just kind of like break the book down a little bit and give you a taste of it. And hopefully you like it. So episode one was the introduction episode, and we did like a bit of the book team. I kind of spoke about a little bit of behind the scenes, but because Boss had already interviewed me about the book process as a whole, I didn't kind of go down all of that stuff again because that episode already exists. And then the second episode, we broke down the whole first part of the book because the book's got a part one and two. And now we're going to do the second part of the book, which is kind of like the physical things you can do, hopefully, to like launch you off into chasing your dreams. So what I'll do is I just kind of like give you a little taste of each chapter, just like a pinch, and just give you a little vibe of the book. And if something comes up and I'm like, oh, we actually cut this bit about this because this, I'll give you a little bit of behind the scenes of it too. For example, even I'm just looking at now, it says part two, we're on page 141 of the book, and there's this little like underneath part two, there's this little star underneath it. I did not know that that is called a dingus. Legit. It's a little logo star thing. And we spent so much time like playing with this star. Like initially it was dots and then it was a flower. And I was like, I don't want it to be super feminine. And so we landed on a star. So the dingus, I'm pretty sure that's what they're called, dingus or dingus or something like that. It all sounds very dongle and penis-like, doesn't it? Dingus? Anyway, or like a dingo maybe. But it's called a dingus. They're like the little star things that you'll see like at the chapter beginnings and whatnot of the book. I just really shared information for no real reason. I'm just going to have a sip. I've just made myself a little chai as we record this. Yum. I made one for the boss O2. I got given these Byron Bay chai tea bags and they're so yummy. Just put hot water, dash of oat milk, put a little pinch of honey in it, and it's just absolutely delishimo. Perfect little afternoon pick-me-up. Righto, so this chapter is called Becoming Bulletproof. The quote at the top of this chapter is from one of the guests I've had on the podcast who just blew me away. I got teary in this episode and I'd never met this person before in my life and now I'm like their biggest fan. So this is by Zoe Tourakis, actor and activist. Being gay and being trans kind of backs you into a corner because you live your life knowing some people don't agree with your existence and others would rather you were dead. And so you kind of just have to go, fuck you then. This is who I am. If you don't like it, fine by me, get in line. But there's a lot of people who do like it and feel liberated by it and seen by it. So fuck you, take me or leave me. I mean, Zoe Tourakis, if you ever hear this, you're a legend. I really, really love Zoe. Okay, so Becoming Bulletproof, it was actually, fun fact, the working title of this book. So the book wasn't going to be called Fearlessly Failing. It was going to be called Becoming Bulletproof. But there is an amazing health author in America called Dave Asprey who has got a bulletproof, like coined bulletproof as his kind of like diet and movement. And so I was like, I just don't want to step on toes, especially moving into that territory myself. So we decided it felt right to make it fit with the pod. And I'm so wrapped. I'm really happy. I think we've landed on the best title for this book. Anyway. Again, I digress. I'll read a little bit for you. Righto. In the first part of this book, I've shared loads of personal stories and we've explored fear, failure, heartbreak, grief, and even death. But now it's time to get grips with what it means to really become bulletproof, to step into that space of becoming the captain of your own ship. I think this might just be my favorite chapter of the book. Oh, in the last episode, I was like, oh, human behavior and acting is my favorite chapter of the book. It's funny. I think it changes. And by the time you finish reading it, I hope that you'll not only have a better understanding of who you are, but you will feel empowered, excited, and ready to fearlessly step up to the plate and go after all that you wish to achieve in this life, whether that's improving your health, building and starting your own family, falling in love, or choosing to step into the uncharted waters of going after your dream career. But first things first, what makes someone bulletproof and what does it even mean anyway? Becoming bulletproof is my mantra. It was given the working title. Oh, I did say that. It was even the working title of this book for quite some time. And something my therapist regularly checks in with me about as we have a goal to become, as this is what I was saying in the first episode of this series, when you trip on a word, when you're recording the audiobook, you have to go all the way back because they edit on your breath. And so you can't just like pick up the word. You've got to go all the way back to the sentence and then you're in your head and then you trip on the exact same thing again. So let me just try and give you that sentence a little bit again. Becoming bulletproof is my mantra. It was even the working title for this book for quite some time. And something that my therapist regularly checks in with me about as it has become a goal of ours to help me navigate and hold my own in the cutthroat, often cruel and confronting media industry in which I work. So yeah, obviously, you know, the media industry is brutal and I open up about that and I open up about like all the like failed pilots and whatnot I've filmed but never got the gig. I talk about resilience, hope and becoming bulletproof and I kind of go down the resilience rabbit hole for a little while because I did some research on some epic professionals in the resilience world, both in Australia and in New Zealand, and also the US military. They teach this thing called hunting for good, and it's so cool. It's all in the book. I've written all about it. Then I've written about pay attention and learn to go with the flow. That's harder for me, but sometimes I don't go with the flow. Sometimes I'll fight something and it's to my detriment. Drop the ego and watch out for the fame trap, which we kind of touched on in the last parts of part one of the book. Have the courage to put yourself on the line. Have the work ethic to back it up. Learn to practice non-attachment. That one's very yogi, but very hard. Be kind to others and to yourself. Just having a little sippo here of the old chai, one secco, in my Halloween mug, if anyone has been watching my American adventures. And so that perfect drinking temp, you know, when it's like hot but not uncomfortable hot that it burns the back of your throat. Okay, so how to become bulletproof. Own who you are. Be strong and grateful for what you have. Have hope. Stay in your lane. Drop the jealousy. Know when to draw the fuck it line in the sand. Be honest. Drop the ego. Take time to fill your cup and be kind. Cool, right? So this next section is called your toolkit. So it's kind of like all the things that I've tried and tested and I tell you what I think of them and what worked for me and what didn't, I'm pretty honest. And the quote at the start is by an absolute legend, John Wooden, who I have not had on the podcast and pretty sure he's no longer with us, but he was an incredible basketball coach and teacher and there's so many amazing TED Talks that he's done. And I've just written his quote is, "Confidence comes from being prepared." John Wooden, basketball coach and teacher. Definitely go down the rabbit hole of watching his TED Talks. Incredible. I saw a mate on Insta that lives in LA the other day. He was watching, I think, a Lakers game and it was like called the John Wooden Court and there was one seat in the stand and all the seats are blue but there's this one golden seat and it was the seat that he would always sit at after his matches that like he'd coached. Oh, so good. Anyway, I digress, but research John Wooden, he's amazing. So this is the bit where I go, now, this is where it gets fun. This chapter is your bag of tricks to help you navigate this weird and wonderful thing called life. So I basically share stuff that's worked for me, mental health, yogas. I really dive into yoga, so I break down like the yamas, the niyamas, the eight limbs of yoga. So there's a bit of philosophy in there. Of course, we touch on food, nutrition. Like I'm a nutritionist, so I talk about, I break down refined sugar, wheat, gluten, junk food, dairy. So I just kind of like hit on those like simple things, but like the things that I apply to my own life, meditation and mindfulness. We talk about a bit about breath control as well, gratitude, biophilia, which is like my favorite word in the entire world, which is the healing power of Mother Nature on human beings. We talk about energy healing, like so crystals, Reiki. Then we talk about acupuncture, which I had the other day in Byron for the first time, which was awesome. Like the first time in Byron, I used to get it all the time in Melbourne. Chiro, reflexology, oracle cards, tarot cards, clairvoyance, hypnotherapy, which I love, animal therapy, iridology, that's where you read the eyes, which I am, funnily enough, trained in. I learned that at uni. Flower essence therapy, Ayurveda, which is traditional Indian medicine, which I did a couple of semesters of at uni, but I wouldn't call myself an Ayurvedic practitioner. It's a really cool concept, though. It's like they say that we've got three doshas, Vata, Pitta, Kapha, and then like you've always got one dominant. Mine is probably Pitta dominant, and then I lean into Vata when I get really spiritual and like ethereal, but mainly Pitta. It's really interesting. Definitely look into like read that bit of the book. We talk about past life regression, dream work, nootropics. Obviously I'm into them because of the medicinal mushrooms in Lola Coffee, but I talk about other nootropics, even like caffeine, L-theanine, creatine we talk about. And then the next chapter is Do the Work. So it's kind of like your tough love. And I got an amazing radio host on the pod. His name's Tim Blackwell. And he said, you don't get the job for work ethic, but you keep the job for work ethic, which I thought was really cool. Really lovely guy too. I was just so nervous to interview him on the pod. Now the title of this chapter might sound a little bit like tough love, but I promise you I'm just telling you the absolute truth here from my perspective without the sugarcoating. Because you know what? Some days life is hard. Professional or personal challenges happen, they can hurt you, and although we ultimately grow from them, it's the work that we have done up to a certain point that will determine what we get out of any given situation. So doing the work, it's like a lot of stuff I've learned from acting is like that kind of work ethic too, how to do the work even when you don't feel like it, learn how to be irreplaceable. That was a yogi story. Invest in some non-negotiables. So I've got a big list of non-negotiables and I share them with you. So I share you exactly my non-negotiables. Build your smarts is a cool one. And when we were doing the audiobook of this, I realized I hadn't been reading for a while because the quickest way to build your smarts is to read at night, just like read a few pages of a book. And Boss and I were both like, we've got to build our smarts and started reading again. Be prepared to make sacrifices, usually social ones if you're focusing on career stuff. Learn to pay attention. And then I kind of like shared some of my favorite yoga Sanskrit words like Sirasukha, the balance of strength and softness, Shraddha, which is like faith and trusting, Shakshin, to bear witness even when you're standing in the fire. Sankalpa is cool. That's when you set an intention. Like in yogas, you do it at the start of the class, but you can do it at any time you want. You could do it right now if you wanted. You literally just like – you could just be like, okay, tomorrow I want to be super healthy, you know, and you just set a little intention for yourself. Karuna, compassion for yourself but also for others. Kindness, truth, there is so many, non-attachment. And then you've kind of got your G up at the end, like that I always give you, like the bullet points at the end, and then it goes into this chapter. Righto, let's do this. And then this is cool. This is Emmy Lou McCarthy, who's been on the pod as well, and she said, you're allowed to change your goal set, your dreams, your hair color, your weight. You can do whatever you want to do. Really cool. She talked about choosing your hard too. She was like, pick your hard. Chasing your dreams is hard, and also not chasing your dreams is hard. Pick your hard. Getting started, talking about commitment. I talk about how I use music in my life to like manifest but also to write, and delta brainwaves, and that's kind of cool. I nerd out over that. I'm a massive movie score fan, so I listen to a lot of Hans Zimmer. Stay grounded. You need to show up and suck before you can show up and shine. That's a yoga training thing I learned. Don't be too scared to jump. Get going. Dream, make mood boards, manifesto books in your spare time. Write down what you want. Use music to help you with goal setting. Ground yourself. You've got to show up and suck before you can show up and shine. Be in the moment. Take the risk. Believe in yourself. Cut out the noise and jump. And then the conclusion, I don't want to tell you because it is a love letter. It's a love letter to you, the listener or the reader. So that's your little like surprise at the end. So yeah, I really hope that this little series has been a little bit of a taste of the book and kind of like what the book's about and why it exists. And it definitely was birthed from this podcast as well. So it just feels like a really like lucky transition. And I'm really, I just hope it flies, you know. It's a good little crimbo prezi. That's my word for Christmas. And the episodes after this now, so this is the part three of the three-part series, and then the Friday episodes go back to diary as of next Friday. You'll get your Melbourne diary because I've been in Melbourne, and then you'll get – it'll be like Crimbo, so it'll be like Crimbo Byron vibes. How fun. So fun. I love Christmas so much. You know I love Halloween, but I also really love Christmas. I also really want to do a Christmas giveaway with the book, with Lola Coffee, with Hinterland Hot Chocolate. And so let me know, like, if you'd be up for that. I think a Christmas giveaway would be so much fun. And just write to me. And as always, please write to me if you want to see any guests on the pod. I've been getting some amazing Aussies on the pod, and I feel so lucky for it to be growing so much at the moment. The pod has been like such a passion, and to see it like grow so exponentially at the moment is just like a huge, like, I'm like, oh, I can't believe it. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to it, for sharing it. I know I'm just like this bogan girl on the other end of the poddo, and I just want to say thank you for the support of the pod, the book, Lola Coffee, all of it. You're amazing. Big love. Bye.